between consumer and consumed. I use the word secret because the way that dialogue plays out is anything but explicit. It's complex, subtle, and sometimes misleading. And I suggest that it's changing because in the years since my trip to Miami Beach, where I first puzzled over how we choose to quench our thirsts, real and metaphorical, that secret dialogue has gotten murkier than ever. Back then, the mechanics of marketing was a new subject for me. I was writing about advertising for the online magazine Slate, but strictly from a consumer point of view, treating ads more as an extension of pop culture than as a business. My reporting on Red Bull involved the first of what would become many examinations of product or brand success, looking at both the buyers and the sellers. And it turned out to be an interesting moment to start paying attention to the relationship between the commercial persuasion industry and the rest of us. Soon, the steady march of progress that had been reshaping media and technology for years broke into a sprint. Through the rapid rise of devices and innovations like TiVo, the iPod, increasingly sophisticated cell phones, YouTube, Facebook, and so on, the landscape seemed to be changing every day. By early 2004, I was writing about all of this on a weekly basis in a column for the New York Times Magazine called Consumed. As with my earlier commercial critiques for Slate, my perspective still tilted toward consumers, but I was paying